Australia's borders will close this evening with only Australian citizens and residents allowed into the country. It's a drastic step that many other countries have already adopted. Yet many Aussies are still struggling to get home. Rhett Burney reports.
Rose Rouse and her husband live on the White Cliffs of Dover in England. They were due to land in Sydney for her aunt's 100th birthday in a week's time. But the Australian government's ban on foreign travellers entering the country means they're no longer welcome.
For her 100th birthday, we promised her 2 years ago we would do this, so there's been an enormous build-up and, you know, we're devastated.
Tonight, Australia goes into island mode, shutting itself out from the rest of the world in an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus. Only Australian citizens and residents will be allowed in. Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealing people with student and working holiday visas who are currently out of the country won't be able to come back for the foreseeable future. The drastic action comes as many of those Australians overseas grow more desperate to get home. Adam Douglas and his partner Megan both work as emergency doctors on the Sunshine Coast. Usually they'd be at the forefront of fighting the coronavirus crisis. Instead, though, the pair are stuck in Ecuador, which closed its borders earlier this week.
I think a day later, they cancelled all international flights out of the country. It's essentially left everyone else stranded.
And what luck are you having in getting in contact with both Australian authorities and the airlines?
Very little on both fronts. So the Australian authority here in Ecuador, we can't contact them via phone. It just rings out.
Adam Douglas says he's tried the Department of Foreign Affairs hotline and he was given no help.
You can register online through Smart Traveller and get updates, but I'm yet to see any of those updates. The information on the website isn't up to date.
Lima in Peru is also in lockdown. Victorian mother of two, Emily Jennings, has been trying to get home all week, but most flights out of the country have been cancelled. She also fears the lockdown will be extended in the days ahead.
I'm missing my kids. I can't keep making phone calls and trying to be calm and keeping them calm. What I'm terrified about is we're going to miss this 3-day window and then I don't know how long I'm stuck here for.
Thanks to social media, Emily Jennings has been able to make contact with other Aussies who, like her, can't get a flight back from the region. But they have tracked down a 190-seat charter flight that could bring them home, though it'll cost more than $500,000.
Which works out if we have 189 people, it's just under 2,500 Australian per ticket.
That's traveller Emily Jennings ending Rhett Burney's report. A spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Department says it understands it's a stressful situation and it strongly recommends that Australians follow the advice of local authorities. And it says travellers should first contact their travel agent and airline before contacting their local Australian embassy or consulate. Now, we're all being told to practice social distancing to slow the virus. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told Channel 9 for her that means not seeing her parents.
And I've told my parents not to leave the house and they say they're obeying, so we're checking up on them every day. I'm not visiting them. So all of us have to take actions in our own lives to make sure that we do respect those rules and guidelines, because if we don't, we will lose control of this stage of the spread. And we know what happens, as we've seen in other parts of the world, if you don't have strict social rules around these things, because it does get out of control and it results in people dying.